From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California's wildfire season is off to an intense start thanks to the thick grasslands left behind by this year's heavy rainfall. Capital Public Radio's Sally Schilling reports while the rains may be the cause of bigger grass fires this year, they may help prevent the state's alpine forests from burning as badly.
As of last week, California's wildfires had burned more than three times the acreage compared to this time last year. UC Berkeley fire science professor Scott Stevens says most of the fires so far have been in grassland areas that dried out early during triple-digit heat waves. He says forests are better at retaining moisture, and the Sierra will end up being more resilient this year because of the heavy rainfall.
I just think this will have some moderating impact. Certainly we'll have some fires in the Sierra Nevada, but fuel conditions in terms of fuel moisture are not going to be as low.
One concern, though, is the more than 100 million trees in the Sierra that have died recently due to the drought and bark beetle epidemic. At the Capitol, I'm Sally Schilling.
Political terrorism. That's how Governor Jerry Brown describes the conservative attacks against Republicans in the California legislature who voted for his cap and trade deal last week. Seven GOP assembly members and one senator backed the bill, and their votes proved key to its passage. That's infuriated conservatives both inside the state capitol and out. The governor told Capitol Public Radio that Assembly Republican leader Chad Mays exercised insight and courage by helping negotiate the deal.
There is a fringe group of Republicans that want to take the political terrorism of Washington and bring it to California. That's not helpful. That won't help their constituents. What we need here is people to rise above party and put California first.
An effort to strip Mays of his leadership post failed last week, but he's likely to face another challenge next month after lawmakers return from their summer recess. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.